Creatively thinking. Creatively thinking. Are we creative thinkers? Are we people who think creatively and come up with all sorts of beautiful ideas and beautiful concepts? Is our mind open and receptive to the infinite wisdom of the universe, to the infinite cosmos, and to all that is? It doesn't matter what we want to think about. If we want to think about something that, so to speak, has never been thought about before, we just be still, listen within, and say, okay, how would I handle that? How would I think about that? How would I look at that information? How would I look at that choice that I make? I like the new battery system that is called Tesla, and it's done by Mr. Moss. And I think that it's the most amazing gadget. You don't have to have a bunch of batteries and that are used for cars and stuff like that and have them all banked up. You have in one battery, in about the size of a, about the size of 3 feet by 6 feet, something like that, and about 4 inches deep, and it hangs on your wall, and it does all the work that all those batteries do to light your home, to take care of your household properties and the refrigerator and the radio and the internet activities. It's amazing, beautiful. Now, everybody is thinking small, and Moss is no indifferent. He's thinking small too. He's thinking tiny, just like Apple came out with a watch, with all the things on the watch that does everything almost like a computer. In many ways, it's just like a computer, but it's small, no bigger than a wristwatch, and that's getting pretty small. So when you're thinking small, you're thinking small in many ways. Now, Intel has been coming out with smaller and smaller chips, which take the information that are needed on computers, they're needed on many devices, and they bring it out smaller and smaller, smaller than your fingernail, your little fingernail, and even smaller than that. And then they bring it out not only small, but they bring it out in multi-layers, and the layers are only a fraction of an inch thick, like the thickness of a horsehair, or maybe a human hair. So there's a dozen of those human hairs piled one on top of the other for little chips that are put inside there to bring about these wonderful new devices. Now, who thought of that? Who thought of that? Well, this is thought by many people, and many people were working for Intel, and many people are working in laboratories and MIT and what have you around the world, coming up with these beautiful concepts, these beautiful ideas, getting smaller and getting more powerful and more useful. You think of the Hubble spaceship that went up, the Hubble device, and they shot that rocket out, and that was out in 1996, something like that. And even today, it is sending back millions and billions of reports on and pictures and camera things. And how can it do that? How can it last that long up in the atmosphere? And you say, and that was way back in the 1996s, you know, something like that. Amazing, truly amazing. And yet, we find it most ordinary and most wonderful. That's creatively thinking. That's listening to yourself, listening to the divine within you, listening to all the magic in you that's coming through in so beautiful way. You are doing that now. You are doing that wonderfully. You are doing that beautifully because you are doing that, and it is great to see. Now, can you really do that? Can you really make these things happen so beautifully in your life? Can you really do like Intel? Can you do like Moss? Can you create a battery that's no bigger than almost a big suitcase? And it's amazing. It's amazing. And it does beautiful things. But why are we so amused or amazed that these things are done that way, when it's the most natural thing in the world for the divine mind wisdom to tell us, reveal itself in and through us, if we will let go and let it be revealed. If we will let go and let it come forth as it is most naturally and beautifully there. All we have to do is listen to our divine self, and we are going to start creatively thinking in beautiful ways. We'll start creatively thinking in magical ways. We'll start creatively thinking in ways that we may have dreamed of, but never thought possible. And now we're making it possible because we're listening to the divine within us, to that magical self within us. And from that magical self comes forth all those things that are fantastic and glorious and wonderful. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready to have that experience in your life? Are you ready to creatively think yourself into all the beautiful experiences that are available for you? I think you are. I think you are, and I think I know that you are, because that's who you are. That's the genius, that's the joyousness, that's the magicness of who you are. Now, are you ready to live that sort of a life? Are you ready to live that sort of an experience? Are you ready to be that sort of a fantastic being that you are? If you are, then start creatively thinking about all the things that are coming within you. And how do you creatively think? Yeah, you might put it on a pen, paper and pencil. You might work on a computer. You might work in 100 different ways. But what you really do is you stop for just a moment. You meditate for just a moment. It doesn't take a lot of long thinking and cogitative ideas about how to do it. Oh, I wish I knew. You just stop and say, I know. The divine in me is the answer. Then release it, and go about your normal thinking, and you will find that the thought will come to you out of the blue, so to speak, and it'll say to you, this is how you do it. This is how you work out the program that you would like to have. This is how you bring it forth in your life. Now, are you ready to bring it forth out of your life, really? Are you ready to creatively think anything you'd like to think? Creative thinking is a beautiful experience. It's a joyous experience. It's an enlightening experience. It's an experience that sort of makes you feel, yes, I can do it. Yes, it's possible. Yes, Intel can do these things, and many other organizations can do these things, and usually they're individuals who have come up with it by hook or crook and come up with it in some beautiful way, and lo and behold, there is the idea ready to go out and carry its own weight, ready to go out and be seen and be purchased and be enjoyed by humanity. First, you enjoy it yourself. First, you listen within yourself. First, you listen to the divine within you. And as you listen to the divine within you, the divine within you brings it forth in every beautiful way in your world. Now, are you ready to have the divine within you bring it forth in every beautiful way in your world? If you are, learn to meditate. Learn to be still and listen. Know that all knowledge, all wisdom, all experience comes from the joyous one within you, the divine within you. Turn to that divine center within you. Listen to that divine center within you. Be an Intelite. Be one who thinks like the Intel engineers, one who thinks like Moss. And you will come up with ideas that are ready to make their name known and be a blessing to all humanity. Right now, today, you can do that. Say to yourself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. Say this, know it, believe it, and let it be revealed in you today. I love you. I love you. I love you.